Hey there, I'm Kevin Daisy.
And I'm Eric Olson.
You're listening to the Managing Partners Podcast, where we interview top lawyers about how they're growing their firms. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Managing Partners Podcast. I'm Kevin, and I have a cool guest here, a good friend of mine, Gary Sarner, and he's going to be joining me today to talk about conferences. So we'll get into talking about Gary in a minute and his company and how he helps lawyers across the country. But yeah, we want to talk about conferences, something lawyers ask me all the time. I hear lawyers talking amongst themselves all the time within my groups. You know, what conferences are you going to? What events do you go to? What masterminds are you part of? And there's a lot of good stuff out there. And so yeah, we just want to kind of talk today. And Gary is the man when it comes to conferences. I mean, you're just going for 12 straight days, back-to-back events. And so Gary's got good experience. He goes to lots of different events. And so we'll have him talk a little bit about where he's been, what he experienced. Hopefully that gives you all some insight and some information if you haven't been to these events. And then we'll talk about what we're going to next, where I'm going to be. And hopefully we can meet up with some of you guys when we're and gals when we're there. So yeah, Gary, let's riff a little bit, talk some conferences. But first, your company, ROI 360 Radio Experts. So tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll get into some conferences.
You know, it's funny, after 35 years in the radio business and doing every job but general manager and program director, I understood radio really well. What I've learned in the 3.5 years since I started, even though we're called an agency, I call us advocates, whether it's radio, TV, or billboards. The biggest lesson I've learned, broadcast companies who go and sell directly to an advertiser, whether it's a law firm, a car dealer, AC company, it doesn't matter what the business is. They're in the business of selling what they have left. Does it always equate to what's right for the buyer?
That's a good point.
Sometimes yes, most of the time no. Now, here's the difference between using an agency, whether it's for digital like yours, or broadcast like mine. When we engage with our partners, they open their books to us. We become trusted advisors to help them get leads, get cases, drive revenue. It's amazing how so many law firms rely on us for their profitability. Yet the reality is great marketing is half. The other half is great legal work. So average case value, which you talk about all the time with your partners,
yeah,
we talk about, we have no effect on that. So when a broadcast company shows up at a law firm who hasn't hired somebody like you or me, they are there to sell them what they have.
Yeah, block it all out.
The people like us who actually care about their partner's success will look at it very differently and purchase things that make sense.
Yeah.
Well thought out, and every client partner is different. It's not a set it and forget it way of doing business. And bringing this back to the conferences, those are there for people to learn, to congregate, to build relationships, to build referral networks. And it's amazing to me with the amount that I go to. And I think the only person who goes to more than me might be Seth Price and Paul Faust. But I find it interesting how many people are not willing to talk to a stranger. And it's really no different than dating when we were younger. It wasn't like today where the phone is the way people date.
Yeah.
You actually had to walk into a bar and you actually had to build up that courage to go walk up to that beautiful woman and just say hello.
Yeah, people don't like to do it. And I think the phones and being at your desk all day definitely has an impact on, you know, having that courage and ability to go up. And even as a lawyer who you think is up in front of a courtroom or going that, most lawyers are not, right? Most lawyers are not even at the courtroom. But how much money are you spending to travel, buy your tickets? Maybe you're sponsoring the event. It's pretty pricey. And so from like my perspective, you got to talk to people. You got to meet people. I'm there to see people that I already know, and I'm there to meet people I don't know.
It's the biggest investment we make as partners to law firms is to be at these conferences. And my only hope and expectation when I go to a conference is that they have grown their base of people, not on our side, but on the lawyer side.
Yeah.
Yet they get a lot of revenue from us as sponsors and as attendees. And by the way, I don't have a problem with what they are charging us as, and I hate this word, vendors.
Yeah, I hate that word too.
Because the day I become a vendor to somebody, we shouldn't do business together, because the relationship starts at these conferences, whether it's a cup of coffee, it's a cocktail, it's a group dinner.
Yep.
And by the way, when you go to these group dinners, it's amazing to watch how people strategically put themselves where they want to be. And sometimes you get stuck next to the wrong person. It's
bound to happen, right?
And you have no choice. You're there. It's not like you just get up and leave.
Well, yeah, 100%. And, you know, my expectation is just to meet people and just have good conversations. And, you know, it's not selling. It's hey, this is what I do. And here's what, you know, here's what I do in the industry. Here's how I help some folks.
Why?
It leads to relationships and conversations, and it's not forced.
Why do people choose to work with a new partner? Trust, likability, friendship,
yeah,
and excellence in what you do. It's funny. I started 3.5 years ago, me, myself, and I, just doing what I do, hoping to meet people. We have a staff of 7 now. And I always say to new hires, okay, I'm going to walk into a room of 100 people, and I'm very self-aware of who I am, what I do, and how I do things. And I know 50 people in the room are going to like me. 50 people are not going to understand me. Not say they don't like me. They just don't understand me, who I am. Fucking loud shirt. What the hell is that? Who are you?
That's less loud than usual, actually. That shirt.
This
is turned back today.
Strategic. But I say to them, who would we prefer to work with? The 50 that, Gary, you're fucking awesome. Or the 50 that don't get. And every single person, oh, you want to work with the 50 that like you? And I'm like, no, I want to earn the trust and respect of those other 50 and hopefully have the opportunity to partner with some of them.
Yeah.
Because the ones that like you, those are easy conversations. And you either mesh on financial stuff or you don't.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't want to say it's an art, because it's not an art. It's being who you are. And first impressions aren't always right.
But to your point, they got to like you first.
Correct.
So, yeah. I mean, I've had people want to come over to us, they just because they really like us and their agency that they have is done fine. And their numbers look good. And you got to stop and ask, well, you know, what is it that you're looking to change? Like, things look like they're doing fine. And sometimes it's just, yeah, just, you know, I don't talk to them much, or they don't reach out to me, or I just don't really have a relationship with them. So, you know, and that's enough for them. So
it's funny. I was talking to Seth Bader this morning, and Seth was my first client. I was all alone, had no staff outside of Florida. We were talking this morning. I said, do you remember our first conversation, which is a little over 3 years ago? And he says, no. I said, well, you picked up the phone and called me, and your first line to me was, how do I know you? And he was like, I actually said that. I said, yeah. I said, because I stalk you online. I engage with every post you made. I didn't meet him at a conference.
Ah, he just saw you. He recognized who you were.
I was intentional with the things that I said and the messages that I sent online. And in today's world, how old are your kids?
13 and 10.
Okay. So this is going to happen to you soon. My kids are 21 to 31. My middle daughter says to me one day, Dad, before you call, you text me. I'm like, well, as long as I'm paying for school and your phone and everything, I'm going to call you when I want. If you choose not to answer, that's up to you. But eventually we're going to have an issue. But I refuse to text you first. But in today's world, to get somebody on the phone, if you don't have their cell phone,
yeah,
you're not getting them on the phone as a potential partner at their office.
No.
No way. So back to conferences.
Let's go back to conferences.
Don't go to conferences and just be humble and vulnerable, because some people aren't going to want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Some people don't want to be, and I use this word loosely, attacked, because there are a lot of people in our space that just attack people.
Yeah. Yeah. I look at the sponsorships for other digital marketing agencies. There's, you know, a ton. I know almost all of them, all the owners, but it's saturated for sure.
And then you put salespeople out there, and their job is to, for lack of a better word, attack.
Yep. Come back as many contacts as you can, you know.
Business doesn't work like that in 2024.
No.
Everything is relational. You know, even working with the vendors that you work with on your side in the digital business, they're crucial to how you do business. The people we do business with, the radio stations, the television stations, and the billboard companies, they are as important to us as our partners in the legal world. Because if we can't bring the right value to them, they're going to move on to somebody else who can.
Yeah, you're advocating for your clients, trying to get the best spots you can for their situation.
Well, again, it's back to buying for them what they need to help grow their business. You know, it's funny. Talk about this all the time. If we wanted to go sell this Apple iPhone, and let's say the price is $1,300 for the 16 Pro Max or whatever they call it.
What number are we on?
We could find a way to sell that phone to everybody, whether it's the features on it or the price point. We say it's $1,300. 70% of the people are going to say no. Take the price down to $1,100. Now 50% might say no. Take it down to $500. You got a shit ton of buyers for it. Tell me how you make somebody call a personal injury lawyer who doesn't need one.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Not going to do it.
They're not going to do it. So
they don't want to call a lawyer when they need one.
It's the biggest fear they have for one reason. Lawyers are expensive. Now, this is one of my pet peeves on billboards. Lawyers are there with their suit on, buttoned up with a tie, and they don't look like your friend that you could talk
to. Not approachable, intimidating.
So in digital marketing, in radio, TV, and billboards, if lawyers were looking more approachable, the copy on the digital, that's crucial. That's your world. Because I drive people to the internet.
Yeah.
We hope that they're going to do a branded search.
Absolutely. We can see that when it happens. So if we have a client doing radio or TV, they're driving more search volume, which drives more traffic, which increases your SEO. It's going to.
And Google might be the smartest company in America, in the world. When you look at what has changed over the years, SEO to PPC to LSAs to GMBs, the top of the fold is no SEO. So people who might need one of our partner services, if they are not doing the PPC, the LSAs, and their GMBs right, they're not at the top of the fold.
No, not unless you go up in the funnel, like questions. You might, SEO will show up for how, you know, what's the statute of limitations in Florida, blah, blah, blah. So, but those are high.
Typing that in.
Yeah, there's a top of funnel stuff, you know. No, 100%. Well, I mean, about the conferences, you know, how you approach people at a conference, how you dress, you know, if you look stuffy and all uptight, you know, versus like you, very loud and approachable and fun.
I think we talked about this the last time. But I never wore what I'm going to call clown clothing. I wore a white or blue shirt, black or gray pants, and a sport coat every day to the radio station. Thank God they got rid of ties. And I opened up in April of 21, and I was going to my first conference at the end of April. And my better half, Aleda, says to me, how are you going to separate yourself from everybody else there? I knew one person going to the conference, and there were 1,500 people at National Trial Lawyers Miami 2021.
Nice.
And I said, I'm going to sit at the bar, drink seltzer water, and buy everybody tequila. She's like, you're a fucking idiot. Follow me.
It's a good plan.
And she took me to this store, Robert Graham, and she picks out all these shirts. And I'm telling you, it looks like clown makeup on a shirt. I'm like, no way in hell am I wearing these. She goes, just listen, please listen to me. I said, okay. And she puts these 9 ugly fucking shirts on the counter. And the salesperson says $3,800.
I was going to say, not cheap.
I was like, no way. She's like, buy them. I bought them. She says, wear one to breakfast, change at lunch, and then change at dinner. Okay, I'm going all in. And I walk in to this conference knowing Alex Valencia only.
So you have no clue who else is there?
Nobody. By the way, when I opened the agency, I did not plan on being only in legal marketing, even though I had worked with Anajar and Levine for 8.5 years at that point. And we walk into the Lowe's Hotel, and in 10 minutes, I had multiple compliments on the shirt. So all of a sudden, my head went from down to standing tall and said, okay, I own this. Maybe I don't look like a clown, but that's what I felt like. And it opened the opportunity for me not even to have to walk up to a guy like Kevin and say, hi. They came to me and said,
it's been very successful. I mean, I see pictures of you on conference websites in your shirts.
And I am picked out either the bald head with the color or just the color.
Yeah. So we need a good photo that pops. Oh, this one over here.
And 3.5 years later, I have 198 of these shirts.
Wow.
Aleda says to me, you can't bring that shirt to this client because you wore it in pictures with him or her prior. I'm like, thank God I have you.
Even you need like a spreadsheet to track everything.
You know, it's so funny. So conferences, masterminds. A partner of mine, Hillary Walsh at New Frontier Immigration Law in Phoenix, who really might be one of the most amazing women in the world. Her passion and goal in life is to help 1 million immigrants.
Wow.
Which is lofty. And you know what she's going to do? She's going to hit it. But she made a post on Facebook yesterday about being proud of who you are and where you came from. And it got me to go scroll back to my original posts on the ROI 360 Plus Instagram. And one of the first pictures I posted was from Seth Bader's 8-figure firm meeting.
Yeah.
And it was a picture of Hillary and I sitting next to one another, not looking at one another, both in our notebooks taking notes. And I sent it to her. And then on her post, she posted, this is where we were. And I was with her in Phoenix last week when I went to PIMCON.
Yeah.
And we had breakfast together and we took this picture hugging. And she is one of the most inspiring people to me. And I started thinking, we sat next to one another at a conference. I don't think we actually spoke.
You were just there.
We were both so listening intently. And it was new for me. This was my first lawyer mastermind.
Hey there. This is Kevin Daisy, your host and founder of Array Digital. If you're tired of wasting money with agencies that just can't get it done, then please check out my law firm, digital marketing agency at arraydigital.com. If you contact us there, you'll be sure to line up a meeting with me where we'll walk through your exact situation and come up with a plan for what you can do to improve your marketing results. I look forward to talking to you. Now back to the show. Yeah, I've been to the 8-figure firm and it was a great experience.
Obviously, what Luis is doing with it now is phenomenal. Helps lawyers grow their business, just like we do. We all fit in our little buckets. But without those masterminds, without the conferences, most of these relationships that you and I have had the opportunity to build over the years wouldn't happen.
Yep, 100%.
So for anybody who's listening and is going to a conference, whether you're a lawyer or you're in marketing or you're a provider to a law firm, go up and say hello to the hardest person you think it's going to be in the room and strike up the conversation, because the worst thing that could happen is somebody tells you, and they're not going to say it this way, fuck off, I don't want to talk to you. That hasn't happened yet.
That's what you're expecting, right? That's why you don't go talk to them.
But that's the fear.
Yeah.
That's the fear. You might not ever do business with the people that you speak to at these conferences, but if you actually could provide value in a friendship or just be a trusted resource, people will want you in their lives.
Yeah.
Another story.
Be authentic.
I met a guy at a conference. probably 2 years ago. Now we've become Instagram buddies, Facebook buddies, voyeurs of each other's lives. And he watched one of the podcasts that I had done. And he sends me a note on Facebook Messenger. Hey, I know we haven't spoken in a while, but we watch what's going on. I want to do radio now. Well, I couldn't work with him based on an exclusive contract in the market that I had, but I picked up the phone and I called him. I had a deep conversation with him, gave him as much information as I could, and then referred him to somebody who I trust that takes care of their partners very well. And I reached out to him the other day. And I said, hey, how did that meeting go? And he said, you know what? It was wonderful. And I can't thank you enough for caring about me and my firm to put us with somebody. Most people never would have picked up the phone. They just would have said, I'm sorry, can't work with you.
Yeah.
Hard to help people.
I mean, I do that with I talk to solo firms all the time that haven't even started yet. I got a few of them right now that I'm just coaching. Yeah, I'm going to start my firm. I haven't quit my other firm yet. And, you know, like, oh, well, you got a lot of things to figure out. But yeah, they're not a fit for us client-wise. But talk to them, help them out, refer them to freelancers and other folks that they need, because they shouldn't be hiring someone like us at this point. So yeah, I love doing that. And sometimes I get some pushback, like, you know, why are you spending time with someone that's like, I need to figure out their situation. I need to see how I can help them. And maybe it's not us that's going to help them. You know, most of the time it's not.
I want to have as many new conversations as I can, because you never know who somebody else might know. And if they like you, they trust you and respect you, they're going to give your name to help somebody that they know well.
Absolutely. I've had plenty of people refer me and they've never used us. And decided not to use us for whatever reason at the time that we spoke. So just being real and telling the truth and providing good information. I've got plenty of referrals just, again, from someone that didn't use us for whatever reasons. They didn't want to switch at the time or whatever. And they still refer us to someone else. That's what you want to be looking on, focused on. And same with if you're a lawyer, looking for other lawyers to get referrals and build those partnerships. Let's hit on the conferences that you just went to real quick. And we'll talk about the ones we got coming up where people can see us. And hopefully we can meet some of the audience out there and some of my guests I already know will be there at some of these shows coming up. So what have you just been to recently for the folks listening? Ones you recommend?
This might actually piss some people off, and it's not my intention, but I just went to PIMCON, which obviously you know Chris Dreyer.
I do, yeah.
He's in your side of the business.
Yep.
And he put his balls on the table to put on a first conference. It is not an easy thing to do.
No. I can imagine.
And I got to tell you, he knocked it out of the park. But he did something that was very different than every other conference I've been to. And there's another conference that we're both going to that I think is following the same footsteps. Every single person that was on the stage speaking to everybody, nobody paid to play.
That's
and
nice.
What I find interesting in the conference world,
mm-hmm.
And I do sponsor some, and it's getting to be a little bit more as my business has grown. I don't want to be a sponsor to be on stage. I want to be on stage because I am going to bring so much value to somebody who may or may not use us. That's not the goal. Of course, yep. We all want to work with great people. But if I could share my knowledge that could help a law firm grow their business, I want to do that, but I want to be asked because I am respected in what I do.
Yeah.
If you 100%. Tell me, Gary, you got to spend X and we'll put you on stage, I'll rather just buy a ticket, be there, support you, because I will support every conference that's out there. I think what they do in this world brings so much value to lawyers across the country. But the next conference that I'm going to is Lawdy Gras,
San Diego, October 24th, 27th, I believe.
Right. I'm going to get out there on the 23rd.
Nice.
Because there are people that come in earlier, and going back to building relationships and meeting people before everybody gets there.
Yeah. I think I might be flying in the 23rd. I'll have to take a look at my schedule.
Lawdy Gras, I went to for the first time last year. And Bob Simon, his event, his baby, he built it. It's legal knowledge, it's marketing, and it's a concert.
Yeah, really cool.
Great speakers, great knowledge, great fun at a great venue. And for this year I was invited to speak.
I see, yeah. I see you on the list. You all over the place for it. So that's awesome.
And
you didn't pay to speak.
I did not. But here's what's funny. I was a sponsor of PIMCON, which happened at Mardi Gras last year. And I'm not the kind of guy that could sit at a booth for not one day, let alone 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
It's just not my personality. So as I got to sit with Chris and Ashley at Mardi Gras having lunch, and they were telling me their vision for PIMCON, we came up with this idea of the red carpet.
Oh, yeah. That was a good idea. I like that a lot.
Interview guests and speakers. And as they would come off stage, I got to interview them about PIMCON, about their experience, the knowledge they were trying to impart on the audience. But what's funny is, you know, Bob Simon has his Bourbon of Proof podcast.
Yeah, awesome podcast.
And Bob was on stage doing what Bob does best. How do you get people to work together and drive case value and be a great lawyer? And instead of interviewing him with the step and repeat, we went and sat down on a couch. What was supposed to be a 3-minute interview turned into a 30-minute conversation. And we talked about PIMCON. We talked about bourbon. We talked about family. We talked about life. And I was sitting there going, this is what it's about.
That's awesome.
And I've had a million conversations with Bob at different conferences on the phone. I even had a client once who needed LA Kings tickets. And I called him up and I said, hey, can I buy some of your tickets? And he was like, I'd be happy to give them to you.
Wow.
Well, I'll do anything to help him because he helped me. The chances of Bob and I doing business on radio or TV are very, very small, right? But he's a phenomenal human being who connects people. I connect people. And it just proved to me that this sponsorship, which I've already agreed to do again next year, but I learned how we could do it even better. Mardi Gras, which if you're not going to Mardi Gras, and I don't know when this is going to be posted.
This will be published in a week or so. It'll be published before Mardi Gras. So okay. If you're not going, get your tickets. Let's go.
Get your ass to San Diego, because this is going to be a phenomenal conference. And go to LardiGras.com and just take a look at the tracks that they have and the speakers that they have. So if you're a young lawyer, you want to meet all these people to figure out how you could become like these guys.
Oh, yeah. Tons of knowledge.
Trial lawyers. I mean, the best of the best are going to be giving their... And it's not even secrets, because you have to duplicate what these people do. They're sharing their knowledge, their wins, and their losses. Do yourself a favor. Buy a ticket to Mardi Gras. Buy a ticket to the Business of Law in Phoenix. That's another great conference, which is a week after Mardi Gras. So it's Miami to San Diego, back to Miami, back to Phoenix. But that conference is about the business of law. And guess what? Being a lawyer is important. Being a great business owner is just as important.
Absolutely.
And then you have the Mac Daddy in January, the National Trial Lawyers in Miami, which thank God I just get.
Everything's in, yeah, a lot of stuff's in Miami, so it's nice for you, right?
I get to drive there. It's still expensive because I stay at the hotel out of FOMO. You might miss something at the bar.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. My business partner, if he was listening right now, he'll like to be cheap sometimes. Like, oh well, you can go to that conference, but then stay at a different hotel. I'm like, no. You can't do that. You got to be on site. Never do that.
Back to what we started with: why the conferences? It's to build relationships for lawyers and for people on our side of the business.
Absolutely.
And if you're not there, and by the way, you don't have to be a drinker. You don't have to get drunk. All you got to do is be present.
Yeah, hang out. Talk to people. I meet other marketers, competitors that I have relationships with, that I've had on my podcast, that we share referrals. It doesn't have to be, you know, that you're selling something or you're getting a new client or you're getting a new referral partner. You know, sometimes it's just competitors talking to each other. You know?
And it's good knowledge. And sometimes there's a little too much gossip that goes on. which I prefer to not be a part of.
Got to have a little housewife action, you know?
The Vegas conferences are the most interesting because I never go to West Coast time. So I'll come down for coffee at 4 a.m. and see the people who are just coming in from the clubs.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah, listen.
Yeah, I can't hang that long anymore.
I went to one club in Vegas, my first MTMP, which is another phenomenal conference. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. I'm too old. I don't care. I wanted some sleep.
So I'll do some mimosas and some a dinner drink or two, and that's woo.
Right. 11 o'clock is a late night for me. I don't go to sleep at 11 o'clock at home.
Yeah.
I go to sleep earlier.
I was on the road today at 5 a.m. So can't go to sleep late if you get up that early.
But I think the most important thing for your viewers is to understand, even if you can't afford to be at all the conferences, be intentional and go to at least two or three a year and let that make a difference in your business. Meet people, talk to people, build relationships with people, whether it's on Instagram or Facebook, text or phone call, Zooms, Teams, whatever, however you are comfortable. But relationships matter no matter what business you're in. And most people are good and will help.
And they want to help people, right?
They want to help. I mean, look at all the different law firms that you work with, that I work with, and how they talk to one another, refer business to one another, because they do great legal work. Oh, back to what really matters. Market all you want. But if you don't do great legal work, you're not going to get all the referrals that come behind that first person who responded to your digital ad, your radio ad, your TV ad. I don't care what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. The cost of that lead without it becoming a referral or a review or a testimonial, you're just constantly having to get new leads, right? Constantly trying to get your name out there.
I was speaking to a lawyer yesterday, and he hasn't marketed in years. And the reason was he had bought some stuff from TV stations directly, and he got hosed. So we're in this conversation, and I said, okay, I'm going to call him Joe. Joe, let's say you're doing radio, TV, or billboards. It doesn't matter what. And you get a client, Susie, because of your marketing. You do great work for Susie, and now Susie refers you Joe. What bucket do you put it in to your CRM? He's like, a referral. I'm like, wait a minute. It should be a referral from marketing, because without the marketing, you never got that first client. And he started thinking about it. And I said, now, let me ask you this. Let's say you took that lead that came from your marketing and you gave it to your lawyer named Steve. Now, when Steve brings in his own business, he gets a higher pay than what he would get that came from marketing. Now, I'm not saying that everybody does this, but there are people. This guy, Steve, could say, I have a case that I just brought in on my own because it was referred to me. I said, Lawyer Joe, you are losing revenue because it wasn't put in the right bucket.
That's a good point. 100%.
He said to me, he says, I have never looked at it like that. And I bet there's a lot of firms out there that are paying their employee lawyers bigger commissions because it's not being put in the right bucket.
I had to talk to a lawyer yesterday. I talk to lawyers every day, but yesterday, and they were asking for, you know, websites and some stuff like that. And they had to hear about us. Oh, I was referred to you by my office manager who found us online, who doesn't know us. So, you know what I mean? So,
marketing.
So I could have been like, oh, it's a referral from their, yeah, but they didn't know who we were. She found us and saw our stuff. So yeah, you got to be careful with that. And I think 100%. I was talking to David, Ben, and Stacy over there, who does their client experience. And her whole job as a partner at that firm is to just work on client experience, to turn every single client into a referral client. And, you know, spend a lot of money to get new cases in the door, new clients in the door. If you don't have that part figured out, they're just going out the other side of the door, right? They might not have to get it. And they might tell other people, don't use them. Right. So you can't just market more, advertise more without taking those things in consideration and having a tight process. So
it's funny you bring up David Benn. I met him at Eight Figure Farm.
I met him there too. Yeah. At a baseball game, shooting the shit on the bus on the way there, wasn't even trying to talk about marketing. And he's like, what do you do? I was like, that's what I do. And he's like, and he wanted to know so much. And I just like, oh, I'll tell you everything. And but they run a great, great firm. They do great work.
And they're great people.
They're great people. I've had his wife on the podcast. I've been on her podcast. They're not clients, right? They are not clients of mine.
Not so. Client of mine. I speak to David at least once a month. At least once a month. Now, here's my question. Did he have the beard or no beard when you met him?
Oh, and no beard. And he referred me to a client who signed. And he's not a client. He's in a good he's in a relationship and you know, just liked me and I gave him a lot of free information. Called up a guy and said, hey, why aren't you using them? And they signed. And again, Dave is not a client. He couldn't speak to experience using us. So that's I met him in May of this year. So that's turned into a referral within 2 months, you know.
Well, again, good people beget good people. And it starts with a conversation. So as we go back to what we're talking about, the conferences, get to them.
Yeah.
And then go speak to somebody.
Yeah. Get out there. Put yourself out there. People are open to talk to you.
It's easy to talk to the people we know. It's easy. Don't be intentional and say to yourself, I'm going to meet 20 new people at this conference. Even if you have 20 cups of coffee, do it. Because it will pay off because you're going to meet great people, whether you do business or not. But yeah. You will get referrals some way, shape, or form, no matter what you do in the legal industry.
Or business advice. A million different things, right? Hey, I'm stuck with here. We're all stuck somewhere, right? How do I do this? I'm stuck with this.
Well, learning, the day we say we can't learn anymore is the day that we're done.
That's it.
The day that we're done.
Well, I appreciate it, Gary. Thanks for coming on to share, you know, your experience and how conferences have helped you. I have a blast every time I go. I meet a lot of great people every single time. So yeah, I'm going to be at GLM, which is Great Legal Marketing, this week in Phoenix, then popping right over to San Diego. I'll get to see Gary for the first time in person. Me and Gary have spoken many times and never shook his hand. So
we're going to shake hands and we're going to have a bourbon.
Heck yeah.
I just got this the other day.
Oh, Uncle Nearest. A guy the other day was like, have you had that? I was like, I haven't. So I'm going to have to check it out.
So there's a real interesting story behind this. And I think I might bring this bottle with me. Bob Simon, have you had this yet?
I don't know. If he's not, maybe you. I haven't had it yet. So.
And I haven't opened it. So if I can figure out how to bring it to San Diego, I don't travel with liquor very often.
I don't check a bag ever, but in that case, you might have to.
I check a bag almost all the time now. It's just so
much. Well, you got 198 shirts to pack.
I bring 3 or 4 to a conference now. I don't change 3 times a day anymore. No more. And it's funny. I go downstairs for breakfast in shorts and a t-shirt. Hey, are you okay? What do you mean, am I okay? I don't wear this. Like today, I would not come to my office on Friday dressed like this. It was strictly for the podcast because if I'm not in uniform, I'm going to get 100 texts. How did you do the podcast in a freaking t-shirt?
That's hilarious. You got to stay on point. Stay on brand.
I am truly excited for us to actually meet in person in less than a month.
Yep.
And we'll have dinner for sure.
We'll definitely have dinner. Sure. There'll be a couple bourbons in there for sure. 100%.
I'm going to make a deal with you. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to introduce you to 5 new people.
All right. I will do my best to do the same for you.
Well, it's easy. You know why? If you don't know 5 people there, you're going to meet 5 and then introduce me to them.
There you go. Deal. Love it. All right, brother. Well, I appreciate you coming to share how important conferences are. Yeah. If you're brand new, I talk to solos all the time. Pick a conference. You know, you can look at all of them and get confused. Just pick one, show up, and you know, don't have to think about it too much. Just show up to one. You're going to get value. You're going to meet awesome people, especially if you're a new firm. You need the support. You need help. You need mentors. So yeah, looking forward to Law de Gras. That's coming up in about October. So check that out. Go get a ticket. And hopefully me and Gary will see you there. If you're going to be there, let me know. Comment, email, message me, LinkedIn, or Gary, and say, hey, I'm going to be there. I'm reaching out to people. And who's going to be there? Trying to meet up with as many people as I can. So looking forward to it. And have a good fourth quarter. We'll see y'all soon.
Kevin, thank you.
Thank you for listening. We have been producing this podcast for years, have had hundreds of guests, and produced hundreds of episodes. We don't ask for much, but I do have one ask. If you find value in this podcast, please share it with one person just like you. The best way to do that is to send them to ArrayDigital.com, where we have a full library of all the episodes that they can sort by practice area and or state. So again, we appreciate you listening, and thanks for sharing.